Hello everyone, and once again welcome back to Kings of the Rift, your source for competitive League of Legends news and opinions. I'm your host Gold Knight, and today we're going to be talking about the future of the LCS. But before we get into that, I want to say thank you to all of you for listening. This podcast is, as always, available on all the other fine podcast platforms. Leave me a review if you're on iTunes. It can seriously help get this podcast noticed. That's what helps the rankings go up, is those reviews, those ratings, and even the downloads as well. So anywhere else you can find us, make sure to follow the podcast so you can stay up to date on the podcasts going out. Also, if you're an Anchor, you guys can help me out and become a subscriber to the podcast. It's kind of like a Twitch subscription, but for podcasts. So any bit of help is fantastic, and your support will help me keep making this podcast. With enough support, the episodes will continue to get better and better quality, and eventually we'll get bigger. So today we're going to talk about the future of the LCS. Let's talk about that. So where do I begin with the future of the LCS? We just need things to change. Something needs to change where we have a better development of talent, we have better rookies, we have actual rookies coming in, and we're not just pulling from different leagues as imports. And I don't know how to do that without just blowing everything up and kind of bringing it back to a more primal, earlier stage in League. So one of my first things that I think you have to do, kind of like what I just said, was you have to blow it up. So the amateur scene needs to be completely changed. There needs to be a kind of better system out there to look at what we have and just move it forward. The amateur scene needs to be a bigger show, kind of like European Masters. They actually have a big thing where, all right, you know, the regional leagues have finished up, and here's a playoff format and this and that, and that looks awesome, because then you actually have people seeing what's going on, and then there you go. A couple weeks ago there was the collegiate finals or collegiate playoffs and stuff like that. And it didn't seem to be impactful at all. It didn't seem to really be announced so much as it should, I guess, have been. But I definitely think there should be a little bit more publicity when it comes to Academy as well as the Amateur League and all that. Now that I touched on Academy, one of the big things is that Academy should have regulation. Should have regulations, but it also should have relegations as well. Back before when we had the Challenger scene, it was just great. You had a ton of the people that are actually playing now that actually came up through relegations. And it was nice to see, you know, the different things that you could do. I'm not saying that the main league should have relegations. I don't believe that's true. But it definitely should be, there should be turnover in the Academy scene. And maybe you even put the amateur scene with, like, you know, an actual LCS-sponsored amateur scene. A kind of a path to pro kind of thing. Kind of combined with the Academy scene. Now, you could have, let's say you have 32 teams, which is a lot. I know that's that's a ton of people. That's over, that's 120 people or so. And that's ridiculous. So, is that true? I don't know. My math isn't great. It's like 150 or something people. That's a lot of people to have, as well as the very interesting resources that you need to run a, you know, amateur team. But there definitely needs to be little tournaments or little, you know, or an actual league or something like that, that gets people experience playing competitively and not just, oh, I play solo queue and I'm really high ranked and I'm also in this team that I've ran a, you know, a tournament a year or something together. You know, I play in the C-Star or U-Lol or something like that, which is fine to do. But there needs to be a more in-depth, you know, access, I guess you could say. Now, something else I touched on, U-Lol and the C-Star and all that. Colleges definitely need to have better access to league resources. In the same way that college football, college basketball has, you know, high-paid coaches or, you know, the kind of structure around it to be able to field a nice roster for esports, there definitely needs to be those resources for colleges when it comes to esports. If you take a look at Harrisburg University, Maryville University, Robert Morris, UCI, and all those top esports teams, like just looking at it from a, even just a League of Legends, teams, you know, the college teams, those honestly are where all colleges need to look and see that the success that they've done already, that they've had, is a nice, you know, is where it should be in the future. This could be by the league, you know, stepping up and actually being able to. So the league definitely should have a responsibility to colleges to be able to push forward a talent scouting, basically, you could say, talent scouting area. And I don't say, you know, I don't believe that all collegiate players should be able to go right into the, you know, LCS and that we should make room for them and all this. But over this, you know, this break that I've had in recordings and all that, I have actually been a little bit of a coach for a esports team. Oh, excuse me. For an esports team as well as that was in Call of Duty and all that. But then I was also brought on. I reached out to the University of Vermont, which is actually, you know, it's an hour or two away from me. And I talked to them about, you know, perhaps coaching and analyzing their League of Legends program. So, you know, it is, collegiate is kind of near and dear to my heart, has that little bit of a, you know, something I've wanted to do, since I, you know, if I was in college, I would have loved to have played League of Legends, to a competitive level. I'm not great at League, if anybody has, ever seen my, my accounts or anything like that, but I would have loved for it to be able to have been something that me and my friends could have done. So, how I mentioned earlier with the scouting and all that, that should be a spot where, like, the teams, the LCS teams, should be able to go to college League of Legends, either ULOL or all that, and say, okay, I want to try out this guy. Just like they do in college football and college basketball, And I understand that there's more people on a basketball team and more people on a football team and all that, and there's more specified roles. But I guess a lot of people have combined, you know, not even so much combined, but demonstrated the similar aspects of the NBA to the LCS, at least when it comes to a 5-versus-5 game, which is what basketball is. And honestly, that's kind of a really good way to look at it. Yeah, you have your five people that are on your floor, but there's always that sixth man who, you know, if someone gets tired or someone needs to jump on in, there is that sixth person who can jump into a role. And that might be something that league looks into, not adding a sixth person onto the roster or anything, but using subs more often, you know, resting people. And I understand the need to play your people who you think will do the best. You're sitting there, you're going to play the team that you think you have the best winning, you have the best ability to win, with. But I definitely think if the LCS, this is a little bit of a tangent, if the LCS does go back to a best of three series, or even a best of two like the LEC did a couple years ago when it was the ULCS, more games will encourage people to kind of take a little bit more risks and be able to play more defensively, play, you know, at least with their rosters and all that, and be able to kind of play around with it. For example, if you had a best of threes kind of like schedule, you could try out a new player in the first game. You could try a whole, well, it depend on how everything goes. You could do one or two you know, substitutions, or I believe it's just one in the LCS right now, at least, per game. You can only do that. But I think it would be nice to be able to, let's say, game one, you're able to play your rookie academy mid laner or something like that in the first match. Get him some experience playing on stage. If he does great, amazing. Look at that. We'll keep him in for game two. If not, all right, let's fall back onto our veteran mid laner or whatever and, you know, move parts around a little bit. Because if you have a 16-game season, which the League of Legends, the LCS has right now, each game matters to a certain degree. If you're as far ahead as as a lot of times the top teams are, sometimes they can kind of mess around a little bit. And that's prevalent in, you know, Cloud9 with their moving around of since Garen and Blabber. And then a couple years ago when they were moving back and forth between Golden Glue and Blabber and Svenskeren and Jensen. Like, that was a nice little, you know, thing they had going on there, which was really interesting to see. And honestly, if you increase the amount of games that you play, you increase the amount of exposure that the players have. People always talk about, well, if you increase the games that people play, you're going to have to worry about fatigue and burnout and all this. Okay. However, if you're allowing those six mans, the, you know, seventh man, all that, to be able to play on this team when your other players are burnt out, then why don't you? Why don't you have this kind of load management, which has been talked about so much in the NBA this year, that you are able to, you know, you're able to have more games played, but have a more healthy league. You don't need to have, you know, you don't need to have Jensen starting every single game if we're doing a best of threes, you know, double round robin. You don't need to have them play every single game. You can have Jensen take time off and, you know, Insanity can jump in. If I'm not even sure if Insanity's still on the Team Liquid's Academy roster. I don't believe he is. I'll have to double check that and everything. But I don't, like, it would be nice to be able to see that kind of ability for load management to be able to be there. So I think that is something that needs to change with the LCS, at least. And another thing I think that has to change to, like, for sure, is everything around Scouting Grounds. Scouting Grounds is... this year was maybe the strangest one, just because it had all this hype coming into it. Oh, Scouting Grounds is going to be so good. It's sponsored by Honda now. There's this, you know, Scouting Grounds League with Face It and all that. And that's great. However, as Scouting Grounds has gone on throughout the years, one of the biggest things I didn't like to see was players who've played in the LCS. I don't like that. Because honestly, and it might be a personal thing, you guys out there might say, oh yeah, I think that's a good thing, because why shouldn't they be able to? Why shouldn't they be able to play a game and, you know, keep showing that they have something to give? Why shouldn't they be able to? So, the only thing I think of is that's where that amateur scene, that expanded amateur scene, with the challenger scene and academy scene kind of mixed together, I definitely think that is where those old pros should go. Those pros that burnt out, the Zig and Inori types. But it's just like, I don't think that they should be in Scouting Grounds. That just seems like a poor use of their time. It's Scouting Grounds time, that is. Because we've seen these players play. I don't care if you're better. If you're better, you're going to show and prove it without the Scouting Grounds being necessary. You'll reach out to teams. You had contacts with teams before. You know, reach out to your friend Jensen or your friend whoever and say, hey, you know, duo with them and duo with whoever, and show the teams, the coaches in the LCS, that you are better, that you've gotten better throughout the years. You know, maybe you're back, but that Challenger Academy mix of a league that I'm thinking of would be the perfect spot to do a lot of that showing off. You know, you're able to put a team together like Cloud, you know, what was it, Cloud9, Tempest, back in the day, where it was old team, you know, old players who played together and got back into the LCS. And that's awesome. That was such a good thing. And that's what ended up turning into FlyQuest, which was cool. I liked that. But you can't have that unless there's that relegations and that, you know, the ability of something to play for. So Scouting Grounds shouldn't have anybody in the that was used to be in the LCS. Scouting Grounds is to see people who you've never seen before. That should either be just solo queue players who are highly ranked. You reach out to the top, you know, top 500 players or something like that, and say, you know, you make up a couple teams of you know, you make up enough so that there's five teams or something. And then you put them together, and then you play. And if solo queue players don't work, then collegiate. But, you know, you mix in a little bit of collegiate and whatever. But I think primarily it should be solo queue players, because exactly, like, you don't get to see the solo queue players play in every, you know, in a league setting like that, or in a tournament setting, as often as you can. I definitely think the success of the TCS and Twitch Rivals and all this has shown that we need a more amateur scene to be, you know, to be up there. And solo queue and scouting grounds, that's a perfect pairing together. The top solo queue prospects should be able to come in and show these coaches from the different LCS teams that this is something we need. You know, hey, I'm a good player and I also play well with others. Well, how would I know that if you've never been in a team environment with me? You know, you might be it, to put it back to the NBA and, you know, the college hoops, it's like an undrafted person just walking into the NBA. You need to be able to just say, look, I'm really good. You know, I've played on, you know, in little amateur leagues and all this, but I've never played on a level like this. I never played in college and all this. There needs to be more, you know, more ability for people to show up and show that you are a quality person to play with and that you should be on an LCS team or at least an academy team or something like that. But as I'm saying, that academy and amateur league needs to have more weight, have more oomph to be able to kind of throw around. They need to not just be a waiting point for players who are young to just wait until their replacement, you know, wait until they become the replacement of the guy who's playing right now. It should almost be a separate entity, where there's people who play in academy and are okay with playing in academy, kind of like they do in minor league baseball. There's double A, triple A, single A, and all that. And there's a ton of people who play in the minor leagues for their whole career. And are they household names? No, of course not. But do they make a living on it? Yeah, they do. And honestly, that's not something that the players should be ashamed of. I know, you know, League of Legends players and esports players all together are, well, I just need a big break. I just need to be, you know, I need to be in the right place at the right time, and everything needs to be perfect. And, you know, I'm going to be the next Bjergsen, or I'm going to be the next Doublelift, or I'm going to be the next Faker. Well, how about you just be the next you? You just be the next person who steps up and actually plays their game and has put time in. And if you're good enough, if you are better than the person in front of you, then you should win. You should win. You should become the best, you know, the best that you have to give. So that has to come with a more mentality issue, and a popularity kind of thing. Like, people need to be able to just play the game and want to play the game to have fun, and then have the ability to go, you know what? I could go to college for this and, you know, and play in college while getting my degree, or oh, okay, go right into the LCS or whatever. I definitely think the way that we get to that stage of people playing it, having fun, and then getting into it is to increase just League's popularity altogether within NA. We need to be able to start young. High schools, you know, I know PlayVS, which is a official partner, I guess, of Riot and the LCS and all that, is something that's really helping to start high school teams, you know, and starting them going. And honestly, people need to see that that's an avenue. People, the students have to be able to play the game and see that it's fun so that the school will be able to say, all right, there's enough of a popularity of this game or of this esport or whatever to warrant us getting into it. And I don't know how that starts. You know, I don't know if there's a kind of chicken or the egg kind of thing. Will kids get into it if the school has it? Will the school have it if the kids get into it? You know, which comes first? And that's where I'm really wondering. But I think you could even do something a little bit more, you know, personal with a with camps. You could do, you know, League of Legends camps in your area. You could have a, you know, a semi-pro player or something like that run a camp. You know, a little esports organization, like a local esports organization, like the Midwestern Esports Conference or something like that, I think is what they're called. They're really great with, they do a whole bunch of different tournaments and all that. And even though I'm not in the Midwest, it's a really cool thing to be able to see that they do all these different things for esports in the Midwest. So that's a kind of really cool, I guess, avenue that people could go on. But something along the lines of camps, like, you know, where you bring in a either a pro player, or you bring in a, you know, or you just put together like a basketball camp, like they have baseball camps, this and that. Kids in the summer, they're the parents want the kids to get away during the summer, and to, because parents still have to work, a majority of them, and they want their kids to be able to do something. So why not have a summer camp program that has, you know, League of Legends, and not just, you know, not just have it where, you know, they're sitting inside all day playing League of Legends, but a kind of a health regimen thing where, you know, you do something along the lines of a, you know, you do something where they're not just sitting. They're able to, they're doing VOD reviews, and they're improving not just their play, but who they are as a team, and different things like that, and maybe even have a element of physical activity, because parents will always talk about how, well, I don't want my son or my daughter just sitting there playing video games, playing, you know, just sitting in their room all day, not doing, you know, not doing anything. Video games are bad, and all that different stuff that parents seem to not realize is actually, for lack of a better term, beneficial to people who play games, is being able to play competitively and play in a more ranked setting. But I definitely think it would be a really cool thing to be able to have a camp like that, to have a, you know, start players young. You see the NBA and NHL, and NHL is great. They literally will have kids at like 9 years old playing basically professional, where they will scout kids and bring them to not colleges, but like camps and stuff like that, and baseball camps and all that different jazz. That's just a nice way that kids get to learn how games are played and how to be a teammate and how all these different things, which are just great. So you have to increase League's popularity in NA to actually increase the player base and actually be able to build up a future of League of Legends, because a lot of our pro players are actually becoming, they're trending upwards, which I like, the age of them is trending upwards, which is, I mean, which makes sense, because of course it is, because the players who are playing in the LCS are good, so they've been there longer. But you need to be able to see the, you know, rookies come in. You need to be able to see people like over in the LEC, how there's those, there's a whole bunch of rookies that came into the LEC compared to the lack of rookies in the LCS. So that's just a little bit of honestly what I think needs to be done to help out the LCS and help out the future of League of Legends and LCS and NA and just all these different things that you know, even to help just esports in general, because League of Legends might not last for the next 20 years. It might not last, you know, a generation or anything. But esports in general, if kids are more acceptable to it as the generation that we live in, as I'm a 25-year-old, 26-year-old now, it's honestly like when we become parents, our kids are going to be probably getting more into esports. Our kids are going to be, you know, it's going to be a more accepted thing. And to be able to start it off a little bit earlier so that when our kids get there, it's at a nice place for them is what we need to do. I definitely think that there needs to be something that is, there needs to be more brought up with League of Legends and esports and all that. As a viable and healthy way for kids to be able to, you know, get experience in being a team player, getting experience, learning how to, you know, better social skills, better, you know, coping skills, because nowadays there's all these kids who will just play, you know, they'll play their sport or whatever, lose, be all upset that they've lost and still get a medal or still get a trophy or something like that, which I think is detrimental to development. You need to lose to be able to see what winning feels like. Winning is the best feeling in life. So loss you need to be able to reflect on that winning and say, you know how good this winning feels? You know, losing feels worse than that. And the kids need to be able to see that. So having the future of the LCS be in our hands is honestly a thing I think that's really good. We, the people who are listening, the people who are talking about League of Legends and esports in general, we're the future of esports, the future of LCS. So we need to focus on making it better for the future. But I got a little deep there towards the end, guys. So if you are interested in continuing this conversation, you can find me personally on Twitter at GoldKnightGG, or you can find the show at Kings of the Rift on Twitter, and we do have an email. If you want the email, let us know on Twitter. That'll be great. And thank you for watching, guys. I will see you next episode, which I'm not going to commit to when that's going to be. Should be next week. Who knows? I never know. Thanks, guys. I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye-bye.